CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel isn't letting up in its attacks on Gaza, says CBS's Holly Williams.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding the Gaza Strip, perhaps softening the territory for a ground invasion. Israel says it's destroying weapons storage and infrastructure used by Hamas, which is designated a terrorist group by the U.S. Palestinian officials put the death toll at 900, and the United Nations says there have been more than a dozen hits on health facilities.
Israel now says the death toll from the attacks in Israel has reached 1,200. At least 14 Americans are among the dead, and it appears some Americans have been taken hostage by Hamas, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not know about their condition, and we cannot confirm a precise number of American citizens. We believe that there are 20 or more Americans who at this point are missing, but I want to underscore and stress that does not mean necessarily that there are 20 or more American hostages.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is making promises about what he'll do if he's elected Speaker of the House on Wednesday.
Speaker Scalise, on day one, we will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Congressman Jim Jordan is also running. Observers say it doesn't appear that either man has an edge in the race. Embattled New York Republican Congressman George Santos has been indicted on 23 charges of identity theft and credit card fraud. Federal prosecutors say he defrauded people who donated to his campaign. Utah is taking legal action against a social media video platform.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says TikTok baits children into addictive and unhealthy social media habits, so the state is suing the company. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes.
We seek injunctive relief to force TikTok to change its destructive behavior and fines and penalties, we hope, to fund education, mitigation, and reparation of damage to Utah kids.
Arkansas and Indiana have filed similar lawsuits.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Police have found almost $5 million worth of stolen footwear in a warehouse in Chicago. CBS News Chicago's Andrew Ramos has the story.
This warehouse in Austin not only serving up trends, but now the site of an investigation where law enforcement officials say a group of thieves used it as a home base to push stolen merchandise received through a series of railroad cargo thefts across the country.
They are the most destructive earthquakes in Afghanistan's recent history. Whole villages with hundreds of homes have been leveled, and in many places, volunteers digging through the rubble outnumber survivors. On Saturday, a quake killed at least 2,000 people in Herat province. Now another quake has struck nearby. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Now's the time to get your place ready for company with up to 40% off select online bath at the Home Depot. Because the holidays are coming to town. And so are your friends, your family, and their friends and family. So let the Home Depot help get your bathroom guest ready with the Tabana Vanity and the matte black Oswell faucet from Glacier Bay. For more storage and a new modern look, refresh your space with up to 40% off select online bath. Plus, get free delivery on all online vanities and faucets from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide-open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low-50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, taking your calls. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I want to go through a few of the texters first. First one I found a little funny here. Coming in on the 814 forever WMDX. When I think of Prosser, I think, am I a turd? Here's another one, Jeff from Sherwood. So in other words, Rotten Sack admitted that the whole court is political. I don't know if that's exactly what she said. Let's not put words in her mouth, Jeff. Here's more from the text line. Many times Republicans are a bit nuts in office. Then when they no longer beg for money, they tend to make more sense. Not all. Well, so are we implying that Prosser is now started making sense? Now he's not corrupted by the fundraising apparatus like he was when he was the caucus leader during the assembly scandals over on the assembly side?
Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what they're saying.
Here's another one, Tom, and I've not yet verified this. Justin Fields currently leads the league with the most touchdown passes. Is that true? Because if that's true, I've made a huge faux pas. It's still not going to be the Fields boat. Wes from Milton says, go Bucks. Yeah, Bucks season starting soon. Here's one, Viking funeral. I think that's probably enough for the football talk. People love Melissa Agard, state senator. Join us. Hell yeah, Melissa's on the air. Here's more. The maps were drawn in secret. Democrats had power, but they were fair. Republicans are fascists. Well, I agree with the latter sentiment. I'm not sure that the Democrats were fair. Come on. When Democrats have all the power, it also corrupts the Democrats. Let's not pretend like it doesn't. We just don't have any of the power. Not when the last set of maps were drawn. And anyways, lots of texters today, Dom. I'll keep looking for the best ones. Let's get to the phones.
844-967-2789. Mark, you've been patient. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And maybe the middle name for CJ should actually be Winston Smith. That's from 1984.
Come on, let's not pick on the guy. We're not allowing him on the air. He can't respond even if invoked.
It's for the other callers that call in, and they kind of rewrite history to fit into whatever message they get from their leader, and it just kind of is going. I mean, I try to follow up and try to find, do a little bit of research before I, open my mouth and confirm all doubt that I'm a fool. But the whole for the maps, the absolute point that needs to be pointed out is the maps are rigged because they are not contiguous, because they actually included in contiguous that if two points are connected by a street or by a river, they can actually be contiguous. And for one thing, look at Jimmy Anderson's district. I mean, it's split. It's he has to cross other districts to like two other districts to cover his whole district. I mean, that it is just, and there's like over 50% of the assembly districts are, over 50% of both the Senate and the Assembly, their districts are not contiguous. And that is the one requirement in the Constitution that says they had to be contiguous. I'm belaboring that point, but the maps are indeed rigged. I mean, sorry, Gary, the maps are rigged. And I mean, to say otherwise, say they are not rigged, is you're fooling yourself. And Justice Hagedorn was actually involved in the first rigging. I mean, he was advising Scott Walker on those first set of maps. He was in on the deal with the secret maps, not even taking place in the Capitol. It took place at the lawyer's office across the street, or behind Jeff Tu, I guess it was. I mean, that you have to look at the reality that these maps are indeed rigged, and that's why the Republicans are fighting tooth and nail to keep the maps the way they are. Because if they were actually drawn according to what the constitutional requirement is, we'd probably have a closer result than what we have right now.
Well, we absolutely should. I mean, that's kind of the point. You know what I mean? If we're a 50-50, we should have 50-50 representation. And when we don't, I believe if you look at some of the issues here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of people want things done and Republicans don't want that done. We have rule by minority. And that is what one of the big problems, of course, is with these gerrymandered maps. I don't care what your political size is. If you're on the receiving end of it and more people believe what you want, but that's not reflective in your government, well, you got angst. And now you got what? Now you get more Republicans going farther right. You got more Democrats going farther left. Because there's no accountability to the people. If you're packed and stacked, who's going to primary you? Just someone to the extreme of your already political beliefs. Thanks for the call, Mark.
I would point out, though, in regards to the quote-unquote corruption, Bob Mendez, the senator from New Jersey, about half the Democratic caucus has called for his ouster, right?
Yes.
George Santos, today, 23-count superseding indictment has been filed against George Santos. And part of what he's been accused of doing is basically stealing his donors' identities and using their credit cards. And to date, the Republican Party allows him to continue to serve in their caucus.
There is a difference in these parties. There's no question. You can't look at those kinds of scenarios and see and not recognize there is a stark difference.
Ish. There is a stark difference.
Who's kidding? What? Come on.
I know. I'm just trying to draw a distinction between the corruption. Corruption's corruption. Bob Menendez apparently, allegedly, was taking what? Gold? Payoffs.
Gold bars.
He literally searched Google for how much is a kilo of gold worth after he'd been paid off with a kilo of gold, Deb.
Shouldn't you do that search prior to getting paid off for a kilo of gold, man? I mean, come on.
Maybe at a library. Maybe at least wipe your Google history. Don't Google that at the house and then, hang the jacket up with the gold bars in the pocket and the $500 million in cash. And, they were apparently custom coats that had his name embroidered in them. So there was no doubt.
That's not mine. That's not mine.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more for your phone calls. Having fun today. It's a Tuesday. 844-967-2789.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food
or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low-50s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the happier happy hour, rolling through it, Dom. 844-967-2789. And to the texter that misled me, Kirk Cousins is actually leading the league in touchdown passes. Who would have known? 13 for Kirk Cousins. Five games. Fields has 11. Although that is second in the league. Tied with many players, our mutual fantasy quarterback, Dom, Patrick Mahomes, 10 TD passes. Still our starter, right?
How about Goff at Detroit? How's he doing?
Nine.
Niners. Is that a Niner in there?
No, nine touchdown passes. Brock Purdy from the Niners has nine touchdown passes. And J-Love, Jordan Love, 8 touchdown passes. But the interceptions have gone up quite a bit here of late. 844-967-2789. John from Boaz. Welcome back, John. What do you got for us?
Hi, John.
Well, hi. I don't think he's got a chance to last it out for the next 2 games. They'll find someone else to throw that football.
And, you think Jordan Love's already on his...
Get out there and throw...
You think Jordan's going to get benched, John?
Better than him.
Well, not this cat. I can't throw. I mean...
Yes, you can.
I got loose thumb tendons. I was a defensive player, John. They wouldn't let me touch a football.
He's got a weak hands, weak grip, John. You know, don't worry about it. Come on, you can't possibly think they're going to bench him already.
Uniform nowadays, you wouldn't fit in a uniform.
It'd have to be a cutoff, John.
You know,
just down to the shoulder pads, just you know, right below the numbers. If we cut it off, I'd be fine, John. What's that, fella?
Okay, can we switch the topic? I called in late. Did you cover Trump yet?
No, we haven't.
Today?
What's new about Trump today?
I would like to jump out there.
All right, let's do it. Go ahead. What do you got for us?
Okay. I am your parents' generation, so I'm like one generation of older than you guys, okay? You guys are making a real good impact on the media with your reporting. And it's a very clever devil's advocate. And I think Crudy is like really highly intelligent. Both of you guys are, where you could pick 10 words for the 2 or 3 that I can pick when I talk. But what Trump is fighting now is he's going to be fighting the Arabs. Iran has the nuclear bomb. One of those guys is going to get pissed off at Israel and drop the bomb.
John, I liked your tone better when you were saying how great and smart we were. Let's hope no one's dropping nukes. But it is concerning that the Iranians were making efforts to, centrifuge the necessary materials. And the Iranian deal, you know, well, Trump kind of broke that deal. Threw that deal in the trash can, did he not, Dom?
That's my recollection. But also, of course, word is Israel's got nukes. So, you know, mutually assured destruction, perhaps. You know, it's religion, folks. Let's just get to it. Let's just say it. It's religion. It's Arabs. It's Jews. You know, if it weren't for the religion, I don't think we'd be in this particular spot. This thing goes back thousands of years. Oh, we really like that building. That's our building. That's our building. What? You know, for as an atheist, it's hard for me to look at something like this and not bring up, even with all the things being said and all the articles written, who's saying, oh my God, what is religion doing to this world? Well, it's the religion, man. You got fanatics on all sides of religion. Let's just put it out there. And the Israelis, I mean, Netanyahu, I mean, based on the local reporting in the Israeli newspapers, well, he's been palling around far righties, man. Think about what's going on here. Well, think about going on over there, but worse. They tried to, redo the judiciary. Israelis were protesting in the streets for months about it, man. Hundreds of thousands. It was crazy, man. So there's lots of issues going on within the Israeli government and the citizenry, right? And they got a far right. What are they doing? They're continuing to build these settlements. Dispossession, taking lands, these kinds of things continue to go on. Well, why do they do it? Well, hell, God wants us here. Well, what? God wants both religions there. So you have religion saying God wants us to all be in this building. Well, how's that going to work out? And here's a big secret. There is no God. You know what I'm saying? Come on. The Israeli people, you're being...
You say that with the same assurity that those that have faith say of their own beliefs, Dom. You say it with just as much self-assuredness. There is no God.
Well, hey, come on, man. I'm an atheist just like the rest of them. I just take mine one God further. Jews don't believe in Odin. by Great Odin's beard. You know what I'm saying? When's the last time someone was worried about the Norse gods? But you know what? Long time ago, people killed each other over the temple of Mars. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's the religion, man. Put that stuff aside. Palestinian, you know, in the Israeli, your leaders are failing you. We've been dealing with this. I grew up I was born in 71. I grew up in the hostage crisis, all this stuff. It continues on. It hasn't changed. What's the same thing throughout? Religion. That's all I got to say about it.
844-967-2789. I have so many thoughts that I'm keeping to myself, and this is such a rarity. Jesse, our pal Jesse from Madison. Welcome back, Jesse. Hey, what do you got up, for Jesse? Us?
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Bob. If I do recall correctly, when the threats to get back to the Supreme Court issue, threats to impeach Kenneth Protasiewicz first surfaced, I believe I called into this fine radio program and suggested that it was no big deal because the governor could appoint a replacement. Now, I think this is prima facie evidence of two things. One, clearly Senator Dewey Strobel is a listener to the greatest radio show on earth.
Obviously.
And two, my suggestion clearly intimidated him that he never wanted to hear the words Supreme Court Justice Dominic Salvia. So I'm just going to take credit for this and do my victory lap and yeah.
You'd have had to talk a lot of us off a ledge if that were the case.
Come on.
are we clear? Can a non-lawyer serve on the Wisconsin Supreme Court even by appointment? Or, you know, we could enroll Dom in night court. Could be like on the job training.
Institutional requirement for it.
It couldn't be any worse than the Regent University training of Dan Kelly and Doral, right? Didn't they both go to the same college, the same religious college, you might call it, right, Dom?
Yes, yes, they did.
Any other thoughts, Jesse, other than you told us so?
Well, we're not done yet, man.
I will leave you with just this one thing. On a more serious note, while hypothetically, yeah, I could see Democrats taking advantage of gerrymandering if they had the power to do so. It does vary state by state. Obviously, there's different cultures and different state Democratic parties. However, to my knowledge, there's been divided government in this state for so long that the last time the Democrats had the outright opportunity to do so without courts intervening was maybe 1980 or 1970.
Yeah, I think 70 is more like it. But it's been some time. Absolutely.
Right. That's all I'm saying. All right. Thanks, guys.
Right on, Jesse. Appreciate it, man.
You know, I heard Jesse say it, and I see it repeated back here in the text messages, greatest radio show on earth. And while I appreciate that sentiment, that's so limiting, Dom.
I mean, you know, these radio waves, we're out to the stars, man. That's why we say ever. It includes everything, man.
Words have meaning. Small distinction.
Regent University was formerly called the Christian Broadcasting Network University. So, I mean, Crude, how about we get the Devil's Advocates University?
Law school. You know? Whatever, because it's whatever. Literally a law school. It went from being the Christian Broadcast University Law School, the Regent Law School, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Annie from Watertown, you're up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie. Hello.
Hello, Annie. Annie. Where's Annie? Annie, call us back. 844-967-2789. David from Mequon. You're the lucky one, David. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, good evening, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just really quickly, I will agree with you, Dom, on the fact that, yes, this is a religious ideology difference. And it's been going on for thousands of years. But I will say this, Israel, the difference between this, and to be clear, I'm Jewish. To be clear, though, the difference between this and the Yom Kippur War in 1973 was Egypt and the surrounding countries, Jordan, Lebanon, they were all attacking Israel
back then. The difference with this is those countries are actually normalizing the relationship with Israel, Egypt being one of them, Jordan being another one. Saudi Arabia was a potential up until we just had the attack. Hamas is a terrorist organization. They are not a, they are a radical group of extremist Muslims and Palestinians. But that being said, the majority, if you really look at the whole picture, though, Israel is not fighting against the neighboring Arab states. They're firing against these rogue terrorist groups now. And they're the ones that are trying to, you know, kind of make this into a bigger thing. And unfortunately, Iran is a rogue country that's, you know, terrorist sponsor. But that being said, there's been...
Well, hang on. If I may, David, hang on one second. Yet. I just want to jump in here while you're saying that. I mean, Saudi Arabia, I mean, most of the 9/11 attackers were Saudi, right?
Like 17 of 21?
You know what I'm saying? And in Saudi Arabia, they killed Khashoggi, right? They chopped him up. They don't know where he is. Bonesaw, right? That guy, right?
So while we choose
our allies, remember when the first Gulf War, we had a secret base in Saudi Arabia? Remember all that? Well, we didn't know we had a base there, right?
Yeah.
So listen, there's a lot of things that goes on that, you know, you guys like you and me don't know, David. But my whole point is, you know, what drives someone to murder children or to cut heads off of people? You know what I mean? You don't do that for a paycheck, man. You do that because of religious ideology, religious extremism. And that's all the way around, man. I mean, that's the problem.
Yes. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you on that aspect of it, but the difference, though, with Israeli situation, they're not going to do what the Hamas did, which is, you know, kind of a playbook of ISIS, where they're literally taking Israeli kids and putting them in bird cages and murdering, just doing horrific things. War is horrific. And I will point out, my family, I've lost some family members in the Holocaust. And that was not so much a religious war as it was a cleansing of people that didn't fit within the German Nazi hierarchy. So anybody that was Jewish, anybody that was like gay, anybody that was not quite, you know, maybe they had some disabilities, they were all slaughtered. It didn't matter. They just happened to target, in that particular situation, yes, Jews were definitely targeted in Germany, but there was a lot of people besides that that were killed. And in this situation, you know, what you're going to see is you're going to see tremendous bloodshed. There's no question. And unfortunately, to your point, as long as you have those radical elements within the religious groups, it just repeats itself, unfortunately. And it's terrible, but that's just the reality of human nature.
Well, that it is, David. But the question is, what do we do about it, man? If we recognize the extremism is the problem, well, what are we doing to address the extremism? You know what I mean? I mean, to even stand up and say, hey, you know, I perceive religion to be the problem, and I perceive, you know, bad actors and leaders of different peoples using religion to justify, you know, X, Y, or Z. That's problematic.
Dumb, I got one from the WMDX text line. You've hit the nail on the head. History keeps repeating itself because religious fanatics won't quit until there is one world religion or no world religions. I think they're seeking just one. Theirs, it's always the best. Kind of like this radio show. We'll come back. One more segment. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. The Maggie Dawn show up next. I believe Anya might be filling in for Maggie out on the road.
Dominic, we've got callers. Let's go back to the phones at 844-967-2789. We love when you call us. James calling in from Kansas. Welcome, James. What do you got for us?
Hi, James.
I just wanted to make a statement about this thing going on in the Middle East. I am a United States American citizen. I'm a veteran of Vietnam. And for the longest time now, I've been wondering what has happened to our country. We keep getting involved in places that we shouldn't be involved in, and we don't get involved where we should be. And we got a president who's a just complete idiot. And, you know, they've already killed Americans over there, taken Americans hostage. We've sent battleships, and we have sent carriers and all of this. Is this another Biden thing to go over there and do nothing? Because we're already being affected here in America, in Colorado and in Kansas City, San Francisco. They've got people in the streets partying and celebrating and burning the American flag and toasting high five to the Hamas. And, you know, I'm tired of looking like a bunch of candy asses in this country. We are a strong country, but if we don't stand up now and then, we're not going to be.
James, what would you suggest?
America.
So what would be our actions? The Israelis already have the Gaza under siege. There's no food, no water. They're bombing the you-know-what out of them. James, what should we do in addition to that that the president didn't do today? Because the president addressed, spoke to Netanyahu, said, we stand with Israel. We got a carrier group in the region. I mean, what would you like Biden to do? Start World War III, James?
No, I was kind of hoping you could tell me what we should do. I just want to know why America does not give the people a chance to decide on things. Well, they do, but you can't take a vote on it because it would take too long. But I'm just wondering, you know?
Well, the Congress
I called 100 people today. All I want is somebody to tell me, should I prepare for the worst? Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. And nobody will tell me. I'm thinking I should prepare for the worst. I live in a small town, and I found out today that they have bought 3 hotels in this town, the government did, or the state, whoever, whatever. They bought 3 hotels that are failing. And they're going to put refugees into those hotels. We don't have enough jobs for our own people. It's a town of about 1,500. What are we supposed to do? I was hoping you could give me answers.
That's a lot, James. Appreciate the call, man. Appreciate you listening. I think those are a couple of conflating issues. Number one, as a country, what do we do right when Middle East blows up, as it has done in my entire life? And James, you're older, you served, you know, this continues to go on. And when we continue to react in the same way and nothing changes, perhaps we need to change, you know, how we react. And you know, there is some sympathy for the Palestinian people, not Hamas. You know, again, these are a subset extremist group of Palestinians, but the Palestinian people, you know, in Gaza Strip, described in the readings I have, is basically an open air prison, the most densely populated part of the world, like almost 2 million people living in like 25 miles long by anywhere from 3 to 7 miles wide. You know, I mean, it hasn't been addressed. Let's just put it that way. So there's no justification for murdering people at a concert, cutting heads off, or those kinds of things. There's nothing that can justify that action. Also, a response of, you know, bombing from afar and murdering innocent civilians and kids without, you know, cutting their heads off necessarily. You got to press a button, you got to make the arms, but it still results in the same thing: innocents being murdered. Where are the adults in the room? Where are the quote-unquote religious leaders? Is it your position that this religion, whatever your belief is, must be worldwide and you will stop at nothing? If that's it, well, obviously we need to approach that like we did fascism and Nazism. That can't be allowed. And I'm down for all the religious freedom. Man, knock yourself out. But as soon as you take that belief and decide that you're going to murder anybody who doesn't believe what you believe, well, that's problematic. But this is also a territorial issue. It's a nation rights issue. Kind of thing as well. And as far as you know, refugees, man, this is America. How many people came of our ancestors came to this country to find something better, to leave something worse? And that continues to happen. we should absolutely embrace. And James, I know what you're saying. If you live in a small town and perhaps, you know, the jobs may not be as plentiful as larger towns, but we still have issues. We still need people working. We still need people to, you know, pay into the social safety net. We're not having, you know, billions of kids over here, man. We need the work. We need the people. Go try to, you know, when's the last time you saw, you know, young white kids working, you know, pulling the corn, the tassels in the farm fields, man? You know, we people want to work. People just want to live their lives and have an opportunity to do that. And we need to still continue to be the opportunity for the world in that regard. I'm down with that. We need to continue to do that and support that. There's no quick right answer, James. But, you know, what we can do is look at what's been done and be critical and patient about it and humble about it and think, well, maybe we should change our mind. Maybe we should change some actions going forward. I don't know what the actual answer is, James, but I do know what some of the big problems are. And some of the big problems, which nobody addresses, is the religion.
Well, okay. Brainiac, address the religion. What are we going to ban religion? No, religion too.
No, you can do what you want, but if you're a religious extremist, if you preach violence, if you preach death to those that don't believe X, Y, or Z, well, then absolutely you should be treated like Nazis, like fascists, because that's bunk, man. If you know, in my position is that I have no faith. I don't believe any of that stuff. And if you want to do that, whatever gets you through the night, good for you. If you want to, you know, train your family, indoctrinate your kids, groom your kids to think that if they don't do what you say, they're going to burn in eternal hell. I think that's wrong, but that's your business. But as soon as you take that and start projecting it onto my kids and onto me, well, I think you need to address that with a fascist and Nazi kind of mentality. You snuff that stuff out. That's what you do.
Joy from Milton. You've got the last word today, Joey. What is it?
Hey, Joey. So, great, you guys. I appreciate your perspectives. On the religion thing, you know, I'm a fallen Catholic. You know, I got my knuckles wrapped many years in Catholic grade school. So I'm not a big fan of religion. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. But, you know, I joined the Army right out of high school during the hostage crisis back in the early Reagan years. And I've turned my back too on international relations. You know, I'm a scholar, and they always try to prevent war, and they never can in terms of the universities and the scholars. So it's political. Yeah, religion is an issue. Have your belief, but at the same time, I think these are fundamentally political issues here. And my shout out to Biden. I know he's old, and
Joey, got to cut you short with the Biden shout-out. Thank you, Melissa Agard. Our shout-out, stick around for Maggie Dawn. That's a shout-out as well.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going to
give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya. From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Israel isn't letting up in its attacks on Gaza, says CBS's Holly Williams.
Israeli airstrikes are pounding the Gaza Strip, perhaps softening the territory for a ground invasion. Israel says it's destroying weapon storage and infrastructure used by Hamas, which is designated a terrorist group by the U.S. Palestinian officials put the death toll at 900, and the United Nations says there have been more than a dozen hits on health facilities.
Israel now says the death toll from the attacks in Israel has reached 1,200. At least 14 Americans are among the dead, and it appears some Americans have been taken hostage by Hamas, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We do not know about their condition, and we cannot confirm a precise number of American citizens. We believe that there are 20 or more Americans who at this point are missing. But I want to underscore and stress that does not mean necessarily that there are 20 or more American hostages.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is making promises about what he'll do if he's elected Speaker of the House on Wednesday.
Speaker Scalise, on day one, we will, number one, be passing a resolution to express our strong support for Israel.
Congressman Jim Jordan is also running. Observers say it doesn't appear that either man has an edge in the race. Embattled New York Republican Congressman George Santos has been indicted on 23 charges of identity theft and credit card fraud. Federal prosecutors say he defrauded people who donated to his campaign. Utah is taking legal action against a social media video platform.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox says TikTok baits children into addictive and unhealthy social media habits, so the state is suing the company. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes.
We seek injunctive relief to force TikTok to change its destructive behavior and fines and penalties, we hope, to fund education, mitigation, and reparation of damage to Utah kids.
Arkansas and Indiana have filed similar lawsuits.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper. Police have found almost $5 million worth of stolen footwear in a warehouse in Chicago. CBS News Chicago's Andrew Ramos has the story.
This warehouse in Austin not only serving up trends, but now the site of an investigation where law enforcement officials say a group of thieves used it as a home base to push stolen merchandise received through a series of railroad cargo thefts across the country.
They are the most destructive earthquakes in Afghanistan's recent history. Whole villages with hundreds of homes have been leveled, and in many places, volunteers digging through the rubble outnumber survivors. On Saturday, a quake killed at least 2,000 people in Herat province. Now another quake has struck nearby. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place.
Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Now's the time to get your place ready for company with up to 40% off select online bath at the Home Depot. Because the holidays are coming to town. And so are your friends, your family, and their friends and family. So let the Home Depot help get your bathroom guest ready with the Tabana Vanity and the matte black Oswell faucet from Glacier Bay. For more storage and a new modern look, refresh your space with up to 40% off select online bath. Plus, get free delivery on all online vanities and faucets from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 52. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight. Overcast skies, mainly cloudy, tomorrow 58. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday and Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, low 50s by Friday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no.
Filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning and welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, Tuesday, October 10th. It's Tuesday. That means Dominic Salvia is here as my co-host while Kristen is on maternity leave. How you doing? Boy, you are busy and like all over the Civic Media Network.
Yeah, lots of things to talk about, Jane. Always a pleasure to join you on Tuesday. Thank you.
Oh, always great to have you here. And of course, it's always great to have Greg Bach on the board.
He's a soup fan.
I'm a soup fan.
We got off on this weird soup discussion this morning about what a perfect... Last week when you were here, we all went out for lunch after the show, and we were sitting outside
because it was so beautiful downtown. Some sunshine, a little breeze, good food outside, shorts and flip-flops.
And that's gone.
Wearing pants and tennis shoes today, Jane. What's going on in Wisconsin?
That's why it's kind of a soupy kind of day.
Yes, so indeed.
Maybe we'll take your favorite soups a little bit later on, but we did want to start off, and I know Earl spent quite a bit of time talking about this morning, about the war between Israel and that's going on in Palestine and some really tragic numbers. Israel does say it has retaken control of the border with Gaza, but at least 900 dead in Israel, at least 770 dead in Gaza. those numbers will likely rise. We will pass that information along as we get it. But we're going to start things off this morning with a piece that just came out about an hour ago from Scott Bauer from the Associated Press. And it's related to newly elected Justice Janet Protasiewicz and whether or not she should recuse herself from a redistricting lawsuit.
Hell no, she shouldn't recuse herself.
And you know who agrees with you?
Who?
Former Justice Prosser.
What?
Yeah. Yep. Justice Prosser, former Justice Prosser, David Prosser, was asked by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, along with two other former justices, to review the possibility of impeaching Justice Janet. On Friday, Prosser sent Robin Voss an email, seemingly just before Justice Janet announced she wasn't going to recuse, because that happened on Friday, too. David Prosser says, do not move forward with impeachment. He had to turn over the email to the liberal watchdog group American Oversight.
Thank you, American Oversight.
Part of a FOIA request. It's an open records request. And here's what it says, quote, to sum up my views, there should be no effort to impeach Justice Protasiewicz on anything we know now. Impeachment is so serious, severe, and rare that it should not be considered unless the subject has committed a crime or the subject has committed indisputable corrupt conduct while in office. That's kind of surprising. Or is it?
Well, it's surprising. Proper. I think it's the right response. I think it's accurate. It's, you know, but yes, the fact that it comes from a conservative, the fact that it comes from someone like Prosser.
Right.
Wow. I mean, that's good to hear.
That seems pretty big to me. But I do think that our friend Greg Bach has a slightly different take on this.
I think that what Justice Prosser is doing is something similar to what we saw the U.S. Supreme Court do earlier this year, which is when Congress was trying to get in there saying, hey, we wanted to give some oversight. You know, everything's going on with Justice Thomas and
Alito.
Maybe it's time for some oversight to come into the court. I mean, you guys have it pretty simple, pretty easy. And all of them, including the liberal ones, said, no, we're good. We're good. We're fine. Don't need your help. We're fine. We do things the way we do it. You don't need to come in here. The house is a mess. We don't have time. We don't have time for company right now.
Yeah.
And I think what Prosser is doing is sort of the same way, protecting that world that he's a part of, even though he's not in it now. He's a part of it, and he's protecting those roles, because if they come a knocking for Judge Janet, who's to say that a liberal group won't come knocking for one of their own?
That's a great point, Greg. Also, Scott Bauer reporting at the AP in the email, Prosser said he did not think Protasiewicz met the standard for impeachment, which is reserved for corrupt conduct in office or for crimes and misdemeanors. She had not committed a crime or corrupt conduct, Prosser said, quote, in my view, corrupt conduct is not a term that is open to a mere political grievance. If that were the case, legislative bodies could be trading questionable impeachments with considerable frequency. Prosser cautioned that using impeachment to delay or affect the outcome of any single case will be viewed as unreasonable partisan politics. Hell, he must have been listening to the devil's advocates last night, Jay, because that was my point. Because if that's the case, if you're just going to willy-nilly impeach because, well, sooner or later, whether the Republicans think it's going to happen or not, there will someday be, you know, Dems in charge of the state legislature. And when you want a tit for tat on that? Hell no. And maybe, as Greg says, you know, he's also taking a position to protect, at least as best he can, you know, the rule of law, which makes sense, but also a separate co-equal branch of government in the judicial branch.
I wish this was a good faith argument.
You wish it was just bathed in a altruistic soup?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I don't buy that, but I can't disagree that there is no reason for her to recuse herself, especially since we know what some of our other justices said when they were running for the Supreme Court.
No question. And not only did she said it afterwards, but she made her comments about her feelings or opinion on it. And I think anybody, if you look at the facts, can come up with that same opinion. Now, if you're going to be totally biased and partisan, so, and Robin Voss, no, it's purely, it's nothing to do with the map. It's like greater ideas and better ideas and better candidates. Well, if that was the case, you wouldn't have gone through the effort and the secrecy back in the day when you had, you know, everybody come and sign non-disclosure agreements with, yep, on a campus offsite with your law firm to go bit, you know, street by street, bit by bit, and tell them, hey, you're going to be plus two here, you're going to be plus two there. If that were the case, they would not have gone through that effort. So, of course, that is the thing. But she also said, I want this. This is my opinion. I'm gonna look at this with an open mind. You know that she said something to that effect. Well, it gives her a caveat. It gives her an out. She didn't say I'm going to rule this way on this case. So this is just, you know, the Republicans in my mind just see the writing on the wall. You know, there's people that come on. She won by 200,000 plus votes. That's a big kick for the Republicans, yes. And they're having a hard time dealing with that.
Yes, they